are speaking in an understandable way and using, Father, your word. We pray that may you prepare their hearts and may you prepare me, Lord, to speak with clarity. We ask, O Father, for the help of the Holy Spirit to help us, O Father, as we continue with the teachings of your word. We ask all of this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I just need to make sure. Okay. So the song that we're singing, it says, "Speak, O Lord." So the topic that I'm addressing today, we are raising the question,
sibuza umbuzo,
kungabe uNkulunkulu usakhuluma ngamaphupho na?
Is God still speaking in dreams?
So that question itself,
leyo mbuzo lo,
tells you there was a time,
ukutshela ukuthi bekunesikhathi,
that God was speaking using dreams.
Ngaleso uNkulunkulu belakhuluma asebenzisa amaphupho.
So my task this morning,
so umsebenzi wami namhlanje,
is to answer this question,
ukuphendula lo mbuzo.
Does God still speak through dreams?
uNkulunkulu usakhuluma na ngamaphupho?
I'm intending to answer this question in three ways.
Ngizozama ukuthi ngiphendule lo mbuzo ngendlela ezintathu.
Firstly,
okokuqala,
I will look at the pathway that God used to communicate with his people.
Ngizobheka ukuthi uNkulunkulu ekudluleni bekakhuluma kanjani nabantu bakhe.
Secondly,
okwesibili,
I will look at the present way that God used to communicate with his people.
Ngizobheka ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebekhuluma kanjani namhlanje nabantu bakhe.
Thirdly,
okwesithathu,
I will look at the progressive way that God used to communicate with his people.
Ngizobheka ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyaqhubeka kanjani ukukhuluma nabantu bakhe.
Let's commence with our first way.
Asiqale ngendlela yethu yokuqala.
The pathway that God used to communicate with his people.
Le ndlela uNkulunkulu belayisebenzisa ukukhuluma nabantu bakhe kudala.
I'm normally used to preach one verse and expound it.
Ngijwayele ukuthi ngikhulume ngevese elilodwa bese ngiyachaza.
But this topic is allowing us to go to diverse verses.
Kodwa le ndaba esikhuluma namhlanje sivumela ukuthi singene amavesini amaningi.
So bear with me.
Ngicela ukuthi ni nikele izandla.
Prepare your fingers.
Ngikusana iminwe yenu.
Or your laptop.
Noma ilaptop.
Because we will go from one verse to another.
Ngoba sizosuka ku verse elilodwa siye kwelinye.
Let's start with Numbers.
Masiqaleni encwadini ya Numbers.
The book of Numbers chapter 12 verse 6.
Sizoqala ku chapter 12 kusuka ku verse 6.
Numbers chapter 12
incwadi ya Numbers.
I'll be reading
to chapter 12.
This is a story between Moses and Aaron when they were opposing Moses.
This is story sika Aaron ngasikathi bamelane no
Moses. And they were saying Moses thinks God only speaks through him.
But uMoses ucabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngaye kuphela.
And God does speak even to us.
But nathi uNkulunkulu yakhuluma ngathi.
Or through us.
Wayasebenzisa akhulume ngathi.
So in this verse,
kule verse leli,
God is answering that.
uNkulunkulu uphendula lo mbuzo.
In verse 6.
Ku verse 6.
And he said, "Hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I the Lord make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream." God is saying to these people,
uNkulunkulu uthi kulabantu,
if I have to speak with Moses,
mangifanele ngikhulume no Mose,
I use a different way.
Ngisebenzisa indlela engafani
na than the way I speak with other prophets.
Nendlela engikhuluma nabanye abaprofeti.
But what I want us to note,
kodwa ngifuna ukuthi sikubone,
is that God has a way of revealing himself to his people.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu unendlela le aziveza kuye kubantu bakhe.
He's making himself known.
Uzenza ukuthi aziwe.
During Moses' time,
ngesikhathi sika Mose,
he was speaking with his prophets.
Bekakhuluma ngabaprofeti
bakhe. And he was using dreams.
Bekasebenzisa amaphupho.
But when he was speaking with Moses,
kodwa makakhuluma no Mose,
he was speaking in a different way.
Bekakhuluma ngendlela engafani.
Note the following verses. In chapter 12, verse 7.
Chapter 12, verse 7.
Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. Luke verse
8.
With him, I speak mouth to mouth. Clearly and not in riddles. You need to note that with Moses, God is speaking mouth to mouth. We all know God doesn't have a mouth. What does that mean? So this is the difficult word that the theologians use. I will say it, and you'll just forget it. Anthropomorphism.
But anthropomorphism.
I said I'll just say it and you'll forget it. But let me unpack it a bit for you. In order to understand,
which you need to see,
the anthropos is man. Is the study of man. So when God is saying, is using the form of man to communicate with his people. In other words, when God has to speak with human beings, he stepped down and he came to their level in order for them to understand him. When you speak with your 2-year-old, you don't beat him with your hard words. You use simple language so that he or she may understand what you are saying. I would be a bit worried if the way you address your 2-year-old is the same as you address your 20-year-old. There will be something wrong. So God is stooping down and is speaking with people. So that is why he's using the word mouth to mouth. We normally say mlomo to
mlomo.
I'm speaking with you. That's what God is saying. So the meaning of that verse is in the next part of the verse. That means God speaks clearly with his people. Meaning when he speaks with Moses, he speaks in a clear way. He doesn't use riddles. He wants to make sure that Moses understands him. But when he speaks with other prophets, he's using dreams and visions. So that tells us that is basically not clearer than the way he speaks with Moses. Let's look at the number of dreams. There are dreams that I look at them and say they are unique dreams. In these dreams, God used to communicate with different people for a specific purpose. The people that God communicate with them, they understand him. They don't need interpretation. When God gives them this dream, they understand exactly what does it mean. Let me give you the first example. In Genesis chapter 20 verse 3,
Genesis chapter 20 verse 3.
God is speaking to with
Abimelech,
the king.
In course.
You know the story.
Yes, the story.
Abraham with his wife, they get to this place.
Abraham
and Abraham marries a beautiful wife.
He knows
that his wife is beautiful.
He's going to
take the attention of the king. And Abraham says, love,
which is tanda.
You know I love you so much. You know I'll die for you. You are my sweetheart.
Who is tanda sam?
You are my baby.
Who baby one?
Who is kukuga sam? I love you so much. But my life is at risk.
But I will die,
you know, I will die for you. But my life is at risk. I don't know whether the wife understood to that. But he said, please, just for today or this time, I'm just your brother. When the king asked, my friend, you are so beautiful.
He
just says, you are my brother. I mean, you are my sister. So I don't know whether you, the king, loves beautiful women. He didn't waste time. Who is this? It's my sister. Follow me. Then he took her. When the king was with her, the Bible says God spoke with him in a dream. That man is someone else's wife. Can you imagine, before you become a Christian, if you were sinning and you were taking this person wherever you got the person, and you dream, God is saying, that is someone else's wife. The king just woke up and took back the wife to Abraham. He didn't ask around, what does this dream mean? He didn't wake this lady and say, Sarah, what do you think? What is this dream? Let's talk about this dream. He understood clearly, this was a unique way. He understood clearly what God meant. Now, one of the things I want you to note about this dream, this was the exact dream that was from God. And it was not about the king. It was about the protection of Abraham and his house. And at this time, the king obeyed. But let's look at the second example. Genesis chapter 31.
Genesis chapter 31. Verse 11.
And we are looking at Jacob. You remember Jacob is now at this chapter in Laban's house. He already have his two wives. And God is busy being blessing Laban. And Laban is beginning to cheat and rob Jacob. And God is now speaking to Jacob. In 31 verse
10.
In the breeding season of the flock, I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream that the goats that mated with the flock were striped, spotted and molted. Then the angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob. And I said, here I am. And he said, lift up your eyes and see, all the goats that mate with the flock are striped, spotted and molted, for I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and made vow to me. Now arise, go out from this land and return to the land of your kindred. Laban was robbing him. They had their own way of differentiating that if our goats, they are giving birth, this is how we're going to know your goats, and this is how we're going to know your sheep. Then Laban tricked him.
Then
the Lord is revealing this to Jacob. He's saying Laban is tricking you. And God is revealing this in a dream. We need to note, brothers, that this dream was clear. Jacob didn't want anyone to interpret it for him. He didn't doubt even the message. The message was very clear. He obeyed exactly what God said. So there are people who insist. You know that you hear young men. You'll hear a young man said, I dream about a certain lady. And they'll say, my sister, the Lord really spoke to me in a dream.
Ate, my sister, unkulunkulu ukhulume
nami. The Lord really pointed to you.
Unkulunkulu uya point away.
Just look.
Ngavele ngabhele.
We were in a church.
Bese kusontweni.
And I saw myself on the pulpit preaching.
Asibona
ngishumayela. And you stood up.
Ngabona wena usukuma.
And you pointed your finger.
When I was
pop. And I was like, ah, definitely.
Ngathi hayi, nguye lo.
The Lord is saying it's you, my sister.
Unkulunkulu uthi wuwe.
So the Lord make sure that he clarified that confusion.
Unkulunkulu wenza ukuthi achaze ukuthi
in verse 31 verse 24.
Kusuka ku verse 31 ku 24.
God had to address Laban as well.
Unkulunkulu afanele ukuthi ayokhuluma no Laban futhi.
In verse 24.
Ku verse 24.
But God came to Laban, the Aramean, in a dream.
Unkulunkulu wenza ku Laban ngephupho.
God doesn't want a confusion.
Unkulunkulu afuna ukuthi
whereby Jacob and Laban is confused. Why are you leaving? What is happening?
Uthi uLaban azibuze ukuthi manje Jacob why uhamba?
In a dream by night and said to him, "Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad."
Wathi ukaphela ungasho okuhle noba okubi kuJacob.
So my beloved sisters and brothers, even sisters, they have got dreams. And brothers, if the brother said, "Hey, I've got a dream."
Uputhi maka ngathi, "Hey, ngephupho."
Say, I guess God is fair. He will bring it to me as well.
There's
no problem. I will hear if he's bringing it to me. But let's look at that example, Joseph.
Joseph.
This is the character that we are familiar with. Now we know how God communicated with him in dreams. We know that Joseph's dreams arouses hatred among his family. In Genesis 37 verse 5. What I want you to note is that Joseph's brothers and his parents, they knew the meaning of Joseph's dreams. They said, "Do you mean we're going to bow to you?" That means they understood the dream. They didn't say, "No, we need to go and find out the interpretation of that dream." They understood it correctly. Again, we see King Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 5. God is speaking to Solomon using a dream. Solomon is not struggling. What does that dream mean? He knows exactly what is God saying. We see again in the New Testament now. We are looking, brothers, the way God used to communicate with people in the Old Testament. And now we are moving to the New
Testament.
When we get to the New Testament, you remember
Joseph
is engaged to Mary at this time. And now she's pregnant. And God is coming to Joseph in a dream. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. Again, Joseph is not wondering. He's not going around and finding out what is the interpretation of the dream. God is consistent. In the Old Testament, they understand him. In the New Testament, they understand him. When he's speaking with them in a dream. And he also obey what God says. You remember Pilate's wife also. She had a dream in the New Testament. Have nothing to do with that man. He's a spotless man. He is not guilty of sin. She said that to Pilate. Pilate, the wife didn't need any interpretation, didn't summon the husband.
Hey,
baby. I've got a dream.
No,
that has nothing to do with that man.
God's
message was clear. She didn't need it, anyone to help her to interpret it. It was very clear. So now, that is what I call the unique dream. When God speaks to people, they understood exactly. But there's a second kind of dreams. This is what I call the difficult dreams to understand. Now, look in Genesis chapter 40. You remember again, Joseph is now in prison. Remember, he was accused of attempting to sleep with Potiphar's wife. So now, when he was in prison, there are two men in prison. The cupbearer and the baker. So the cupbearer was really the guy who will test the food of the king before he eats. So the baker will be preparing the bread of the king. Look in verse 8 in Genesis chapter 40, verse 8. They are speaking to Joseph. They said to him, "We have had dreams, and there is no one to interpret them." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me." Then Joseph is saying, the interpretations of dreams, they belong to God. You need to note, friends, this is not a new thing to try to interpret dreams. These bakers, they said, no one. My question is, who was attempting to interpret their dreams? Probably the fellow prisoners. They were with them. They were trying to interpret this dream. And Joseph is saying, only God can interpret these difficult dreams. Now we need to continue. Joseph knew that the correct interpretation of the dreams belong to God. One of the things we need to remember, these dreams that we speak about in the Bible were not for the glory of man. Were not for every man found in their spouse. These dreams were for the glory of God. In this story that we are looking at, we know that the purpose of this dream is to get Joseph out of the prison. It was not for the benefit of the cupbearer and the baker. It was for the glory of God. It was to get Joseph out because his time was over and he needed to continue with the works of God. So we understand this generation, they also believe in dreams. They were taking these dreams very seriously. So we see God stooping down and using these dreams to communicate with his people. But let's look another kinds of dreams I'm talking about. Terrifying dreams. Terrifying dreams. You know those ones? Terrifying.
I had two.
Say, hey, I had a terrible dream. Job understands that God terrifies man with dreams.
Job 33:15-17.
Job is saying that, he's saying God is terrifying man with dreams. This was another dream that God was showing people. Even though God will speak in dreams in the Old Testament, he was not speaking with everyone, even during that time. He has a reason why he spoke with dreams to that particular people. So there were people who were having those dreams and they didn't have the applications, I mean the interpretation of those dreams. So if we look at the Old Testament,
we'll
see different kinds of dreams. But when you read them, I want you to note that they were for the glory of God. That is what they were about. But let us hurry to the second way. This is what I call the present way. Now I want us to look at the present way. In other words, we look at the old school. And now I want us to look at the present way. Now turn with me in Hebrews chapter 1. We are
going to
read from verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 1.
Verse 1 and 2.
The Bible says, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, by whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. There was a certain way that God was using to speak with the past generation. We need to understand, friends, that this is a long ago way. It is past. In the past, a long time ago, God was communicating with His people using dreams. But in these last days, God is speaking to us using His Son. Now, we need to understand, friends, that
verse
is pointing to us two ways of God communicating with His people. There's a pathway that I've already explained, but the Bible says there's the present way. Now, in our days, God is speaking with us using His Son. This verse is pointing to a different way that God is using to communicate His message. Now you need to understand that it's not that God is about to speak. God is presently speaking. You normally hear people saying, God is about to speak. Fasten up your seat belt. God is about to speak. God has been speaking already. What were you waiting for? What were you waiting for? He's about. It's not about. He's currently speaking through His Son Jesus. And as you look at this verse, now what does it mean that He's using His Son? There was a time God is using dreams and vision and He's speaking to people. And now God is using Christ Jesus. God Himself is not coming in your bed at night when you are sleeping. He comes on earth. He clothed Himself with flesh. He lived with man. He spoke with man. Mouth to mouth. Arguing with man. Calling man to Him. Showing the way of salvation. Speaking with them. Not in a dream. Wondering what is the message. But He's clear. And speaking with Him. And He has 12 men that remain. One of them is Judas, not saved, following Christ for bread, hoping that gospel is a means of gain, and he follows Christ, and he's disqualified to be part of men that God is going to be using. Now God is using His apostles who preach about Christ. They don't preach about themselves. They don't speak their own message. They don't speak about their dreams and visions. They speak about Christ Jesus. That God sent. They probably calling people. They said, get rid of your dreams and visions. They said, come back to Christ. He is the Savior of the world. He is the one who calling people to change. That is what God is using. He's using his Son and speaking with us. He's using his word, friends, now. If you're wondering, Chris, where is his Son? All that the prophet said about Christ is written on this word. This word of God is enough. And that is what the Bible tells us. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. That all scriptures is given out by God. Friends, it is profitable. Friends, scriptures is enough. That word, it means it's sufficient. It is enough to teach you. You don't need to take a nap. And sleep and hoping against hope. That there's going to be a dream that will come through. And then you know what is God saying. Friends, we know these things. You know, before you get married, you see this beautiful girl. You start thinking about her. Your prayer is rotating around this girl.
Hey,
brother, let's pray for the unsaved people. Lord, I thank you for sister so and so, she's saved.
We pray
for the unsaved people, but you start there. I thank you for saving her. Now you go to sleep. While sleeping, your mind is still thinking about sister so and so. You ended up dreaming about sister so and so. Then you come, you say, God is saying she's correct, she's the right one. No, friends. It's your imaginations and your thinking that you've been thinking throughout the day. These dreams are so funny, friends. You don't dream of things that you cannot do most of the time. I remember I used to wish to dream driving.
Putting
gears, you know. I never stumbled. I learned how to drive through a dream. I was sleeping in a driving school and they were teaching me how to drive. Now I know how to drive. It was through a dream. You don't. If you dream in the car, you are a passenger. Because you cannot drive. The dreams were even fair. That you cannot drive. But God, his word is enough, friends, to teach us. And it's also enough to rebuke us. To point error. To say you are wrong. To say you are sinning here. God's word. It doesn't only point error. But it points the truth. How to be right. If you say I'm wrong here. The Bible says this is how you can be right. It is enough to train you in righteousness. Friends, scripture is enough in explaining who do you must marry. Scripture is enough to tell you in the Lord. In the Lord. You don't have to sleep and thinking, hey, I dreamt of an unbeliever. Does that mean God said I must marry the person? The word of God, friends, is clear. When you read it, you understand it. And you know exactly what is God demanding from you. So in this last day, God is speaking to you using his word. Let me look at that point. The progressive way. Now I need to explain that. What do I mean the progressive way? That word progressive revelation. It speaks of God continuing revealing himself to humankind. The way God revealed himself in Moses is not the way he revealed himself to us today. I hope none of you said before I came to the Lord I saw a burning bush. Throughout the world, I never had, even those you call false teachers, they never said, I came to the Lord, I saw a burning bush. When you say a burning bush, everybody is thinking of Moses. God was, he used a burning bush to Moses. He didn't say, now it's, this is a generation of burning bushes. This is how I'm going to speak to them. It was only Moses, even in that generation, who witnessed the burning bush. God is progressing. He's not standing on one way. And he's moving away from it. Friends, let me repeat that. God, he moves away from burning bush to speak with people. Now he moved now away from dream. Now he's using his son, the way. So where you take him back to burning bush? Where you take God back to dreams? Oh Lord, speak with me, use a dream, use a dream. I will follow, use a dream. You are behind. You are behind, you need to catch up. Catch up with the Lord, speed up. If you go back to dreams, you are behind, you need to speed up. He's using his son. That is progressing, friends. God is no longer using the pillar of cloud and fire, the pillar of fire and cloud. None of us here woke up in the morning and said, God, do we have to go to Soweto? My wife, let's go to Soweto. What are the clouds saying? God was speaking with the Israelites, my wife, using clouds. Let's look. What does this cloud mean? God, if you are not going with us, we don't go. None of you did that, friends. None of you. You just pray and wake up and go to Soweto, Lord.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, God was using dreams. The
Testament in Latala, Unkulunkulu bega seven samapu.
God uses his son.
Unkulunkulu seven sa indota nayak.
And the Bible tells us in John 14. The Bible
says in John 14
that Christ saying, "I'm going." To the Father.
Kubaba.
I'm not leaving you alone. I'm
going to
send the dreams and visions.
No.
He's taking again. He said, I will use the Holy Spirit. I will speak with you using the Holy Spirit. Through his word. And he will teach you all. He will teach you my word. Friends, we have the word of God. There was a time God uses angels, you remember? Why don't you wait for angels? We know.
Yes.
No one said, hey, I met an angel. Okay, if you talk about a good person. No one said, I met an angel and he's calling me to ministry. He said, God wants me to ministry. If you meet an angel who said, God is calling you to ministry, you have met the angel that Muhammad Ali
Muhammad Ali
met. You remember? I mean, we are told that he had a dream. And he had a lot of things. And he was terrified. And he ran back home. He said, hey, my wife,
What
yeah,
is
I'm
that?
Dreaming scary things.
Hey, I'm pooping to
I've been star. Seeing scary things on that mountain.
When I just to start with top.
I think
Mkabana,
the ones that they don't want you to raise that one. He said himself, the prophet. He said, I
prophet,
think.
Yeah, now we are watching.
These are demons.
Himself.
He said, I think these are demons.
What in Amin Kahanguchi? Lawa Mati.
Your wife said, no.
Because God said, Ka.
The angel.
Lawa, lazing kilos.
See the problem of marrying an unbeliever.
Being a believer,
you
mislead
the nation now.
Because
the wife was a Christian and she knew of the of Christian stuff and said, no. Now that is God speaking to you using angels and it's God.
Nkosikazi yakhe bheka umzalwane manje yena bekazi indlela zesikrestu. So manje yamtshela ukuthi le indlela kaNkulunkulu ukhuluma nawe.
Friends, now we've got the full knowledge of God's word.
Manje sinolwazi oluphelele lukaNkulunkulu.
God has given us his knowledge here. It's in this book.
UNkulunkulu usinikeze ulwazi lakhe kule ncwadi lena.
This book, friends, is sufficient.
Le ncwadi le iphelele.
And this book is enough.
Le ncwadi lena iphelele.
Not dreams that you might think of.
Hayi amaphupho lawo uzocabangela
wena. You yourself.
Nawe wena,
ucobo lwakho. You are even not sure of the interpretation.
Nawe na ukho sure ngalumlayezo waliphupho lakho.
I'm preaching in a clinic with some pastors.
Kona ikliniki enshumayela kuwe nabanye abafundi.
Ask them this question. Does God still speak with us in dreams?
Ngiyabuza ukuthi uNkulunkulu usakhuluma nathi ngamaphupho.
And this pastor says, yeah.
Umunye umfundi uyavuma ukuthi yeah.
Yesterday night I had a dream.
Izolo hayi ngingaba
nephupho. I'm like, that is interesting.
Uthi
so what was the dream about?
Le phupho leli.
I dreamt scary snakes.
Uthe ngiphupha inyoka esithusayo.
What does it mean?
I said,
you know what does that mean?
It has to
last night I didn't pray.
It's and
when I wake up,
and it's a
I remembered
Makumbul.
That oh I didn't pray.
So
God is reminding me. What kind of God is that reminding you with snakes? Imagine, wife, if your husband comes with snakes or your father. I said, Pastor,
I don't agree
with you. Using snakes.
I said, we see yoga.
Now there was another interesting one. The lady in our house. She's telling us that her kids had a dream. Small girl. She said in the dream, you and my mom, you bought cars in the dream. Hey, now the problem, we are preparing to buy a car. I'm like, this child will be misled now. So we find that we continue, we bought a car. And like, wow!
God was
speaking to my child.
So
now there's a problem. When is health coming? And now she realized that might take long. She said, actually, my child said it's going to be cars, then after that it's houses. And now the lady, she wants a house, not a car. She started educating her. She said, no, my dear, we must start with a house. Before a car. My wife intervened. Says this little girl, tomorrow will say you and my husband we are getting married. This thing must end. Because your child is beautiful, this is getting far. Let it end. I like, thank you. I needed someone to correct that one.
Well.
Friends, when God
wants
to reveal to us. That all things work together for good. He doesn't take us now in prison and give us a dream like Joseph.
And
give the dreams to bakers and cupbearers.
Saying
in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. When God wants to tell us that Christ is sinless. He doesn't need Potiphar's wife. Pilate's wife. And tell her that go and tell them that this man is spotless. He tells us in his word that Christ is sinless. God is using his word. So what do you do with your dreams then? If you have a dream and you wake up, it's a dream. Then you go on with your life. You don't waste your stuff and thinking about it. Another lady said to me, Pastor, I normally dream of people before they die. I'm like, so what is the message that God is giving you?
He
said, I don't know. God is just going to tell you who is going
to
die next.
Just
for you to know. No, friend. God is using his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your word. And Lord, we pray and we hope that, Father, you will help all of us here to continue, Lord, doing our studies. And Father, to develop these studies on dreams, Lord, and be able to understand the mode that you use to communicate with us. We ask all of this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.